ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Coming up, we've got some women's cricket, which we'll be broadcasting, of course, here on the ABC. And someone who will be a part of it is undoubtedly Kim Garth, a multi-format series against India throughout February and March. And I'm very pleased to say that Kim Garth joins me in the box here on Grandstand at Tea. Kim, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. What a day of cricket.
Firstly, what have you made of the day of cricket?
It's been hectic. Certainly. It's all happening out there. I think the Aussies are still in this just. I think we'll need to take a few quick wickets after the tea break. But, obviously a very exciting day of cricket, a very exciting couple of days of cricket. I wouldn't mind being a bowler out there.
You've just heard that concept. It's very out there. It's not something we've ever expected or witnessed previously in Test match cricket, an ODI to help the coffers. What do you think of it?
I don't mind it. I don't mind the idea at all. I'm not sure how the players are going to back it up from a couple of days of Test cricket. I know there's only been 2 days, obviously, but trying to get those guys back out there will be interesting, or whoever's going to end up playing in it. But, I mean, I like the concept. I want to see... Mm. I don't want the cricket to finish this evening, so, I certainly don't mind the idea.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting concept, and we wait to see if we get any update on it as we move through the afternoon. What's going on for you at the moment? You've got that multi-format series coming up against India. What does this current point in time look like?
This current point in time, yeah, I obviously had a bit of time off over Christmas, which was lovely, after a pretty hectic few months. And then, large chunk of the girls are heading off to India next week to play in the WPL over there, which is always very exciting. And then about a week later, we start that multi-format series at home against India. So, that'll be a great series as well. Busy few months.
Yeah. Is there any revenge on the girls' minds from what happened at the World Cup?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think that one certainly still hurts a bit. That semi-final loss, India are obviously a very good team. So, I think every time we play India, it's always a good game of cricket. So I think to have... obviously, 3 one-dayers, 3 T20s, and a test match in the space of a month in different conditions all around Australia is going to be really exciting.
It's certainly something that I've considered, that we look at the Australian women's team and you guys have been dominant for an extended period of time. And it feels like you've almost held the bridge while the rest of women's cricket has crossed over it. And now there are more competitive teams. It's been a little bit of a blessing and a curse. How do you balance that up?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's been, like you said, a very dominant team for so long. But, I think, obviously, all teams are just improving. And, we're seeing a lot more competitive games, which is really exciting. And World Cups they all seem to be a lot closer. And, obviously, Australia went through a period there for a while where they pretty much won everything. And now don't hold either of the 50-over or T20 World Cup, which is the first time for a long time, I think, that's happened. But, look, I think it's really exciting for women's cricket. Obviously, still, as I said before, still hurting a bit from that World Cup loss, but I think it's only a good thing for the game.
How do you think this group is placed, all things considered?
Very well, I think. Honestly, there's so much talent in that group and so much coming through. I can't wait to see... in years to come, how all these girls, the likes of Phoebe Litchfield and Annabelle Sutherland, and just to see how they develop and the next lot coming through as well, just to see how that plays out. It's very exciting, but I think, as I said, the India series is something to look forward to, and I think it'll be a really good test for us. So,
Australian quick Kim Garth chatting to us here on Grandstand at Tea, Grandstand Cricket on ABC Sport. It feels like an interesting question to ask of you, given we've been almost discussing whether this is the death of Test match cricket, what we've witnessed over the last couple of days, but it's a recurring question to our women's cricketers. Is there an appetite for more red ball matches?
No, I think so. I think, I know the players certainly want more Test cricket. We all love playing Test matches. And so I can't see why not. I think we've had some brilliant women's test matches over the years. you know, particularly I think back to that Ashes test in England, I think it was 2023, went the full 5 days with some brilliant cricket played across all 5 days. So, I personally can't see why not. And, selfishly, obviously want to play a lot more test cricket, so hopefully.
Last question, I have to let you go, but an Irish-Australian, the Ashes, obviously Australian allegiances, but how does it all sort of fit into the melting pot?
Yeah, it's a good question. Very much Australian and proudly Australian, and I can safely say all my family back home are supporting Australia as well. I think, yeah, growing up, we loved watching test cricket, but we were always barking against England.
Kim, appreciate your time. Best of luck in the multi-format series. Of course, you'll be able to hear it all here on ABC Sport. Jump on the ABC Listen app. We'll have a dedicated pink ball button for the entire series, and no doubt we'll hear descriptions of you charging into bowl. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
There is Kim Garth ahead of that multi-format series against India, which all begins on the 15th of February.